In Northwest News on KPLU, how do children understand race? That's the question Stephanie Lyle had after a young visitor to the Washington State History Museum's Time Traveler exhibit left curators a little puzzled.
We have this little red mailbox in that exhibit that invite visitors to ask questions of the keeper. And one of the questions that we got in that little box was, what color are you?
KPLU's Chelsea Hawkins picks up the story from there.
The museum has been asked about everything from the keeper's favorite foods to the existence of God. Stephanie is the State Historical Society's education director. She says she's never really surprised at what kids say. But that question of color did inspire the museum's panel on diversity in children's literature and the things books can teach us.
I have one that will always stay with me. One of them was The Quarreling Book, and one of them was What Do You Say, Dear? And my mom used to read those to us when we were little. And it's all about how do you deal with difficult situations. So those kinds of topics do kind of resonate throughout our lives. And I think when we're looking at children's literature, it's not only about what wanting to see yourself, but also learning how to become who you want to be.
Sundee Frazier is a biracial children's author who will be taking part in the children's literature panel. It's part of the museum's MLK Day celebrations with free admission.
It's so important to get diverse books into the hands of kids so that they can see themselves in the other, as Dr. King modeled for us how to do. In the story, they can see, actually, we're a lot alike. There's a common humanity. As I read about this child who's different from me and I see he or she has similar fears, I see these things that are common, even though we come from such different backgrounds. All of a sudden, the possibility of friendship with someone like that is there.
You keep saying that it's important to kind of be able to see ourselves, especially for kids, to see themselves in literature and books. And you didn't have that experience when you were younger because you were biracial all the time, where it wasn't common. If you had had books that reflected yourself, how would that have helped you as a young girl growing up and trying to make sense of the world? That's kind of a big one to ask.
It's a big one. The first phrase that came into my mind was, you are not alone. To read a story about someone who's like you in their experience, and to realize, oh, I'm not the only one who's had this experience. It's revolutionary. It feeds something in your soul to know you are not alone.
Race is not something people are comfortable discussing. But why is it important to have these conversations with kids when they're young? And how can we have those conversations? That seems to be the big one.
Because they're so open and they're sponges and they're not afraid to speak the truth. And they're not necessarily as guarded and defended. And they have a whole lot more experience being in mixed settings than we do as adults. I mean, quite frankly, I look at the playground of my children's school in Kent, Washington, and it's amazing. You know, it's just a league of nations. Kids today, I think they're ready for the conversation. I think they're already having it in a way. I mean, maybe not explicitly talking about things, but they are living it.
What would you want your kids, when they read your books, to take away from them? Or what do you want kids in general to learn after they read about Brendan? Or
my second book is called The Other Half of My Heart. It's about biracial twins, one who looks more black and one who looks more white, and how they experience the world and how the world reflects back to them. You don't look like each other. You can't be sisters. And they defy that. They say, we are sisters. And they sort of defy in their very being this idea that skin color defines belonging or defines your family or who you are. And so I think that's sort of a theme throughout all of my books. What I want kids to understand is that no one can tell you who you are, who you can or cannot be.
A favorite quote of Sundee's comes from Paul Marshall, an African-American woman author.
Once you see yourself truthfully depicted, you have a sense of your right to be in the world. And when I read that quote, it just grabbed me, and it has galvanized me and kept me focused on what really I believe my mission is, or part of my mission as an author for children in particular is, and that's to be providing stories in which kids can see themselves and have a sense of their right to belong.
Thank you so much for your time, Sundee.
Absolutely. I was so glad to be able to come in. Thanks for talking with me.